Pressure mounting on Pakistan's Prime Minister. Main opposition parties have met in Islamabad and demanded Nawaz Sharif resign in the wake of serious allegations leveled against him by a panel of investigators probing his family's offshore assets. The joint investigation team formed by the Supreme Court has found the Prime Minister and his family guilty of concealing their assets.
Today we have unanimously agreed that after the findings of the joint investigation team, the Prime Minister has no moral authority to remain in office. We also remind the Prime Minister of his promise that he had made with the nation that he would resign if found guilty.
Sharif denies any wrongdoing and says he will not resign.
We will not give in to the opposition's demand. The Prime Minister will not resign. We will fight this case in the Supreme Court and defeat all the forces hatching conspiracies against us.
The joint investigation team has recommended that Premier Sharif, his daughter and two sons must be proceeded against in the anti-corruption court. The team handed over its report to the Supreme Court earlier this week. The court is due to announce its verdict next Monday. The government has decided to contest the findings of the joint investigation team, calling it a conspiracy against Sharif. Independent experts, however, believe that the Prime Minister will have to come up with compelling evidence to justify his family's business, or else he may not be able to survive. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.